producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The LSU and New Orleans Saints win. I know I'm going to catch a little flack. Already did on social media with Green Bay falling to my beloved New Orleans Saints last night. That was pretty awesome. I'm Leon Francis, your host of the Common Sense Club, and it's just common sense to root for the Saints. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, this is the Common Sense Club. 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. Last week, we had a pretty rocky week. It ended up pretty well. Again, LSU winning, New Orleans winning. But if you are looking at last week, we had a lot of ups and downs. And I was speaking with a couple of my friends over the weekend, and we were talking about everything from ballot measures to what's going on, you know, and not just here in North Dakota, but all over the nation. And it's nuts. Three California sheriff's deputies and a bystander shot. Those three police officers in New York City and the hatchet guy. I mean, what do you think is going on in this country? We were talking about this, about the whole rise of the lone wolf, that sort of thing. Then you have the school shooting and things like that. Last week was a rocky week, to say the least. And they also, out there in New York, had the Ebola scare. You know, the doctor comes back, you know, he's been working with Doctors Without Borders. He comes back, hits the bowling alley, you know, goes out on the L train and, you know, that sort of thing. Then you have the quarantine come down and full effect. Some folks thought it was a little harsh. The nurse, as a matter of fact, one of the nurses, she is still very upset about, you know, what the quarantines, that basically they're treating her like a criminal. I'm going to talk to Ellen and Blanquita about that and see what they think. I want to know what you think. Do you think that this nurse has a point about, you know, the quarantine being, she says it is inhumane. She says she's being treated like a criminal because we all know how the voluntary quarantine worked out. Didn't work very well. and Craig Spencer is a doctor. You know, the quarantine, it was voluntary. The 21-day voluntary quarantine, he disregarded it. Put a lot of folks at risk. So, where are you at in that camp? Do you think that this nurse has a point? She says she was treated like a criminal. It is inhumane. I don't know. Today's society, you got the internet, you got TV, you have food services you can pay online with, you know, PayPal or your credit card or whatever. They'll bring the food right to your door. I don't know. Is she, you know, how do you feel? How do you feel? Do you believe that the quarantines are warranted, especially when you see that a doctor disregarded the voluntary quarantine and put a lot of folks at risk? He actually had Ebola. I mean, yeah, you can run a temperature and say, "Oh, my tummy hurts," but you know, the chances of this being Ebola, you know, I'm not gonna. This guy was over there, regular contact with Ebola patients. He's a doctor, so he should know better, coming back here to America, and then just kind of goes out on a jaunt on the town. So, I guess my question to you would be, do you think that the quarantine restrictions should be loosened, or do you think that they are adequate, especially when we're talking about containing a disease like Ebola that has a 70 to 90% kill rate? Not here in America, because we're pretty awesome when it comes to fighting. One thing about America, we have a obstacle raise its ugly head, and we face it, and a lot of times we can overcome it. One of the biggest wins in our win column, I believe, is the whole Magic Johnson with HIV and the fact that the guy beat HIV. That was unheard of. But we are a nation that sees a challenge and rises to the occasion and that sort of thing. So I'm pretty happy to say that no American that caught Ebola has died. Most of the folks that, the guy from Sierra Leone that came over here that started this whole thing, he came to America, got the treatment, but he was from over there, so his immune system, I don't believe, was up to the task that an American immune system would be and that sort of thing. But with that being said, do you think that those folks in New York should loosen their quarantine because this nurse says that they're inhumane? I believe you got a disease, a virus like Ebola that has the potential to infect a lot of folks. And despite what all the talking heads are saying, we don't have the greatest handle on this thing, or, you know, it wouldn't have a 70 to 90% kill rate. So do you think that voluntary quarantines are all that's needed, or you think we need something stronger? 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air. That's what I want to know. Should we have a mandatory quarantine, or should it still be voluntary? Keep in mind that a doctor violated the voluntary Ebola quarantine. A doctor. Guy should know better, in my humble opinion. But there you go, 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air. And last week, Scott Hannon, Rob Port, at Chris Berg, 630 Point of View, they spoke about, and if you haven't seen it, the 630 Point of View episode that I'm referencing, it's on my social media. As a matter of fact, you scroll, I think it's like three posts down. And they were talking about the polling, the forum polling versus Rob's polling on Say Anything blog. They're talking about Measure 1, Measure 5. They talked about a range of topics. It was a really good show. So check it out if you haven't. That 630 Point of View. It's on my social media. I'm positive that Scott has it on his. What do you think? And basically, I asked the same question. Who do you think has it right on there? That's the Valley News Live Roundtable. But we're going to have Rob Port on the show later on today at 8:30, and we're going to talk about some of his blog postings. I want to get his sample ballot. I do. I want to see what Rob Port is thinking. So we're going to have him on at 8:30. And plus, I heard a conversation with Rob, and he was speaking with Charlene Nelson and Dustin Garrillo, and they were on opposite sides on whether or not we should stop all the initiated measures. I don't agree with Rob. I mean, and I understand his point about direct democracies and that sort of thing, but we're going to talk about that a little bit. Plus, we're also going to talk about the fact that the Measure 5 folks call Rob Port, a lovable, huggable Rob Port from Say Anything blog, a cyber bully and a sexist. And I'm like, wow, they pull those cards out. It's pretty nuts. I want to get Rob's take on that. Terry out in Williston, what's going on?
Oh, no, I'm just heading to work this morning. How you doing, Liam?
Oh, I'm great, Terry.
Yeah, So I got a question about this. Usually whenever you knowingly spread a communicable disease like HIV, hepatitis C, you can be charged with attempted murder in some states.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's so if that's possible in some states, why is it that if you have Ebola that this lady, you know?
Yeah, I get where you're going with that. But and I agree. I think that especially with something like Ebola that's fairly new to the states and has a 70 to 90% kill ratio, I think we need a little stricter rules in place than a voluntary quarantine. And that's just my opinion. I welcome yours. Thanks for calling in, Terry. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner, Blanky the Cullum, right after this break.
Your call has ended.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can. At a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We're back. We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. I want to thank Terry for calling in that last segment. I agree. Hey, man. Someone just walked by the studio. Is always glad to see Rusty Ord. He's pretty awesome. There you go, man. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, and my next guest is Blanquita Cullum, who's no stranger to Common Sense. So I want to pick her brain about this whole Ebola quarantine. Blanquita, what do you think? Do you think that a voluntary quarantine is all that's needed, or do you think that it should be mandatory? We have this nurse out there in New York that says she was treated like a criminal, basically. She feels that it's a little over, it's a little heavy-handed and that sort of thing. What do you think about that?
Well, I think we've got a crisis with Ebola right now, and it's not a disease that you can readily deal with if it happens in mass, okay? A few cases we can handle. It's very expensive, very costly to treat right now. And I guess what, there's a couple of things. One, I think that if she's talked about that she was treated like a criminal, well, maybe the conditions and the way we treat people should be kinder, nicer. But people have to understand, I think, that you gotta be not so selfish, like that doctor and his girlfriend that were running around exposing people. People said that, you know, he didn't have any bodily fluids. Well, that's not quite right. He was running in a marathon, or he was in a gym. He was sweating. I mean, he had a fever. He was, you know, who knows? So,
I am always leery when I go bowling anyway. I take those little wipes and I dig into the, you know, I take my own ball also. But I'm thinking, he did have bodily fluids because if you've ever been bowling, your fingers sweat a little bit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And not to mention.
Well. And he knew he didn't feel well.
And he's a doctor.
What was he thinking? I mean, obviously he is concerned, and the nurse concerned about those people who are in a very difficult situation. They're dying, and we need to help them. But was he as concerned about the people when he came back? What was the difference? Why wouldn't he be concerned, and she be concerned about the people that she's coming back to in her own country? I don't get that.
So, do you think that it should be a mandatory? And my feelings on it is this.
I think it should be a mandatory thing until we have a way of dealing with it that we know is effective. I mean, who over here do we feel is valuable to die? I mean, honestly, I know people use the old baloney about the flu and et cetera, but that's not a really good comparison.
I think it's apples and oranges.
It's apples and oranges.
Yeah, both fruits, but vastly different fruit. Anyway, my feelings on it is this. If you have a doctor that ignored this the voluntary quarantine, yeah, I think we need something a little stronger. And this guy, especially in age when you have internet, you have cell phone, you have services that'll deliver food right to your house. Days is not a lot to ask, especially when you're of the health of the public. And so I don't think that it's too heavy handed, but the folks in New York City, apparently they caved to this, and there you go. I wanted to get Ellen's opinion on this too, because, you know, I think she's a Hillary supporter. Is she? Do you know it, whether or not
she's a Democrat. I don't know if she's as big a supporter of Hillary or not. And actually, I think Ellen is back on a plane today, which is why she couldn't be here. But she'll be back tomorrow, so you'll have that opportunity to ask her.
Absolutely. But I want to ask you, what do you think of it? Do you think that we're making too much out of the whole Hillary Clinton when she told the guy, that crowd, you know, don't listen to anyone that says businesses and corporations create jobs? Do you think we're making, the folks on the right, do you think we're making too much out of that statement?
No, I think we're not, and especially since she's speaking out of both sides of her mouth when they go to those same people and ask them for money to be able to run. I'm telling you, Liam, I've got to go to my storage unit. When I actually started working for President Bush, I was Senate confirmed. I left the air so that I could really, you know, do my job, but I have a storage unit. where I have saved every single article during that period when Bill Clinton was president, going back, I don't know how many years ago, when it comes to Whitewater and all their political connections and their business connections. I got to tell you, they weren't so much against people like Purdue and the chicken corporations and all those relationships that they had in the past. They speak out of both sides of their mouth. You can't employ people if you don't have corporations in business. And I think that I hate it when you see politicians who will put their hand out for money, but then they won't support the process that people have to have businesses to be able to employ people. We have a severe deficit in jobs right now. And what does she expect the federal government to hire every unemployed person in the country? It's just a joke.
And I agree with you. I think she is being a bit hypocritical, and most liberals are. They demonize those corporations and those businesses while, you know, they're hosting these $50,000 a plate benefits and fundraisers, and you're like, well, wait a minute, what's going on there? And one of the
go to Hollywood, Leon, and they're asking for money. It's those corporations that are paying in the sponsorship of the movies, the theaters. I mean, you know, they all have to get money from somewhere, and where do they think it comes from?
And something else that I take umbrage with Hillary about is the fact that she kept beating that drum about trickle-down economics. And if folks really knew about supply-side economics, and basically what it is you lower barriers for folks to produce supply and goods and services, as well as, you know, invest in capital and that sort of thing. It's a good policy, in my humble opinion, but you slap on the moniker trickle-down economics, and all of a sudden it's a boogeyman.
That's a jab at Reagan.
Yeah.
The thing of it is, you know, right now I would tell you, if Reagan were alive and could run, even if he was an older man, he'd win in a landslide. So I just don't think they're thinking right now, and they're making conveniently, when they're making such stupid mistakes, all of these politicians like Obama and Clinton, you just want to hold their coat and let them go. Let them make the stupid mistake.
Yeah,
okay,
but the thing that's scary, though, is there's so many uninformed voters out there that, you know, it doesn't matter if these guys are pinheads or if they're talking out of both sides of their mouths.
There are enough informed voters, and right there in your audience, that can get out and pull the lever to make a significant, significant difference.
Thanks, BQ. Always love having you on the Common Sense Club. We will be right back with more of the Common Sense Club and Rob Port right after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of reasons to love Chase on the Lake. It's one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And fall is a beautiful time to visit Walker, Minnesota, and the entire region. It just screams relax. Copper Door Aveda Spa and all their wonderful massages and pedicures and manicures. You can pamper yourself. There's bike rentals. What a romantic little getaway. Great trails. There's all kinds of fine dining in the 502 restaurant and all around Walker, Minnesota. The shopping downtown Walker is a blast. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, right out your door, the famous Reed Sporting Goods and all kinds of unique shops in downtown Walker. And the accommodations cannot be beat. I'd even recommend some golf or some bowling at Chaser's Bowling Alley. Great deals right now, including buy one, get one night, Sunday through Thursday, chaseonthelake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Common Sense Club, waiting on my buddy Rob Port to call in, have that conversation. Hi, man. So I monitor my Twitter and my social, my other social media. I mean, always on my phone. You hear my phone going off like 100 times a minute. So over the weekend, I saw this tweet from the folks over there at Measure 5 that basically called Rob a cyber bully, and I'm like, wow. And it, all of it came because he criticized it. We've all heard about the commercial where you have this supposed teacher. And she's for Measure 5. So Rob was a little critical of her because she's one, she's not a teacher. She doesn't teach. She may be a teacher, but she's not a teacher where they had her, you know, teaching, that sort of thing. And her husband just happens to get money from, gets a paycheck from Ducks Unlimited. So he comes out and he says, hey, wait a minute, you know, and he says that, and they call him sexist. And they call him a cyber bully. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. This is what it's come down to. And it's all meant to shut down the conversation. It's like, you know, when you're criticizing Obama, you throw out the bigot card, or the race card, that sort of thing. It's meant to shut down the conversation and, you know, put a win in the loony bin column. And I was glad to see that Rob didn't buckle. I mean, he basically came out and said, you know, it's not sexist to criticize women. And if you want equal footing on everything, you can't pull out the sexist card every time you're criticized. Come on. it's pretty nuts when you think about it. If you go over to Say Anything blog, conservationists dismiss complaints from anti-Measure 5 people in their ads. That's on Say Anything blog. Read about it and see how loony that side of the aisle is, as a matter of fact. It's pretty nuts, man. You see that. Also, as I mentioned in an earlier segment, he was on with Scott Hannon and Chris Berg on 630 Point of View Friday. And that was a really good segment. And if you saw that 6:30 point of view interview, that round table, call in, tell me, what do you think? Whose prediction do you think it's going to come to fruition? Whose point of view do you agree with? Do you agree with Rob's? Do you agree with Scott's? Chris? That sort of thing. And I think we have our Rob Port Say Anything blog on the line now. Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we were just talking about your little dust up with the Measure 5 folks, where they called you a cyber bully. And I just thought that was nuts, man. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, well, it was it got a little ugly. I had written a couple of posts last week that got a lot of attention. One of them was a post about the North Dakotans for Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks is a television ad in support of Measure 5. And you know, one of them I pointed out that a teacher that they had in the ad wasn't an active teacher. She was sitting in a fake classroom in the ad, and then actually. She is married to a pretty high-ranking Ducks Unlimited official, which I think, given that this is a measure to divert a lot of money to groups like Ducks Unlimited, I felt like that's something that she should disclose. I mean, obviously, Measure 5 would be pretty good for his career and pretty good probably for their bottom line. So that was something that, I felt was important to note, and it was missing from the ad. I felt the ad was misleading, and a lot of people clearly agreed, given the level to which that post was shared on the internet. And then I also went on to point out that, a couple of their other ads, they're using stock footage from North Dakota tourism ads. And the footage, depicts, four men that I've spoken to, who do not support Measure 5, who do not support Measure 5 in any way. And they're very upset about being included in the ad. When they were filmed in that footage, they thought they were just promoting North Dakota tourism. I spoke with Sarah Adi Coleman at the North Dakota Tourism Department, and she told me that essentially, they usually make, that sort of footage available to other businesses for the idea of promoting North Dakota. The Measure 5 people came in and wanted to use it for political purposes, and it ended up going to the Attorney General. And the Attorney General ruled that it's open. If the state filmed it and everything, it's in the public domain, and anybody can use it. So the Measure 5 people got to use it. So now these four gentlemen are stuck in an ad for something that they don't support. And they were telling me that it's hurting their business. One of them was a hunting guide, and he said that, farmers see it, they think he supports Measure 5, and think that he lied to them because he had previously told them he doesn't support Measure 5. Now some of them are denying him access to their land. The other one is a realtor, and he works with farmland and ranch land, and he said that some of his clients thought that he was lying to them. This really created a hardship for them. So anyway, on Friday, I was guest hosting another radio show, and the North Dakota for Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks started coming after me with their Twitter account. And they were calling me a sexist and a cyber bully for my post about the Mandan teacher. And then when I asked them to respond, to the fact that they're including those gentlemen who didn't want to be in their ads, they were extremely dismissive. They basically just said, it's stock footage. Anybody can use it. And they fish, so they should be voting yes on 5.
Yeah, that's what got me, how callous that remark is. They fish, so they should vote yes. So are you kidding me? And is there any type of redress that they can seek, if they can show that this ad posed an undue hardship on their business or cost them revenue or customers or things like that? Is there any redress for that?
Well, I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I can tell you that one of them, one of the gentlemen, when I spoke with him, told me that he was very much pursuing a legal case. He was speaking with an attorney. So there may be something coming out of that. Honestly, I don't know. I would think so. I mean, even though the footage is in the public domain and is legal to use, and it really, I suppose, depends on what sort of a release they signed with the state of North Dakota, because they did say that they signed releases. But I'm not sure, people have told me that there's a separate, like just because the footage itself is in the public domain, if you can identify somebody in the ad or in the footage, that there's almost a separate permission form that you have to get from the quote unquote models who are in the advertising. But I don't know. I mean, that's just not something I'm very familiar with. I mean, legal niceties or not, you would think that the ethical thing to do, the nice thing to do, would be to ask these people if they want to appear in an ad for a controversial ballot measure. I mean, politics are a lot of people are very passionate about
it. Yeah.
And I don't think it's right to put somebody in an ad for something that they don't support. You know, I would be, more than chagrined if I somehow ended up in like a Heidi Heitkamp ad.
I'd be a little upset myself. John out in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Oh, this works perfect, Rod. My comment is, so an organization that I assume has lots of shotguns are crying and whining that you're a bully? I find that kind of... Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I was a little surprised. I think the candidates, John, I appreciate the campaign for Measure 5. I mean, they spent millions of dollars. I think by the time
your call has ended,
they'll be in the ballpark of $5 million having spent on this campaign, and they're down to attacking me on Twitter and calling me a sexist and a cyber bully. I mean, goodness, I think that really speaks to a cause that's sort of imploded.
Or it speaks to the power of Say Anything blog, man. Think about it like that. Bob out in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Thanks, Leon. Hey, Rob, you know, you should get a hold of those guys that were in that ad and that were deceived, and you should tell them, give them the idea. They probably already thought of it, but rather than pursue legal action, you could just have them maybe get up a donation for those guys and have them get their own little ad saying, hey, you know what? These Measure 5 guys deceived us in putting us in this ad when we clearly don't support this, so we just like to let everybody know that's how deceptive they are. We do not support Measure 5, and it's hurt our business and so on and so forth. And then, that'll shut them down.
Well, you know, I know that they've actually reached out to the No on 5 people. I mean, it's not my place to help them create an ad. I do know that they've reached out to the No on 5 people, and at least a couple of them have offered to do just that. Because they're, I mean, not just because they want to express their point of view on it, but they also, one of them told me they feel like they want to clear their names. Like, they feel like a lot of their friends and family don't believe them when they say that they don't support Measure 5, that they feel like maybe people think they're lying. So, you know, they're interested in doing that. Whether or not that'll happen, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Just give them the idea. Tell them you don't have to, it's not your job to get a funding for it, but just tell them, you know, hey, I really think you guys should do that. That's what I would do. If it was me, oh, yeah, I'd be trying to make my ad. From the No on 5 guys, help support me get this ad out and make it very clear that, you know, when you see this ad with us in there, this and that, you know, that they're deceiving. We did not support Measure 5, and yet they put us in this ad, you know, and so on and so forth. But thanks for all your work, man. We're watching and reading.
Thank you.
And Rob, and we, our time is kind of short, but I did want to ask you two questions. One, what do you think, what are the, why do you think that your polls on Measure 1 and forum polls is so far off? But what do you attribute that to?
Well, you know, we actually had a discussion about that. The poll that Dean Mitchell from the DFM Research, who's the polling firm that I hired along with Valley News Live to conduct the polling. We had a conversation with Bo Wood on another radio show on Friday. And Bo Wood is a professor of political science at the University of North Dakota that oversaw that polling for the forum. And actually what we identified was the fact that in our polling, we did not give the people the option to be undecided. It wasn't an option that they offered. Now, they could choose to be undecided, but we just asked them, are you going to, you know, for instance, are you going to vote for Ryan Taylor or Doug Goring?
Rob, our time is short, man. I got to have you on again. Rob Ford, Say Anything blog. We'll be right back right after this break.
On your mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good 20 minutes a day and you're a new person.
Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
And we got some more feedback, but I want to get to the back to the 80s trivia that we do every Monday in conjunction with the Speakeasy Back to the 80s pricing. We talk about it every Monday. Speakeasy, great food, awesome ambiance. And on Mondays, they give you 80s pricing, not 2014 pricing. 80s. So we came up with this fun little trivia. 80s music. You guess the name of the song and the artist. We'll give you some Speakeasy gift certificates. Now, if you won in the last 30 days, please sit on your hands and allow someone else to win. And I think we got some really cool songs in the queue. So let's run the first one. Just lit up like a Christmas tree right now. Jenny and Moorhead, you got an answer for me.
It's the Eye of the Tiger.
You know who sings that song? Who's the artist?
That would be a little harder for me.
Okay, we need the name of the, and you're right, Eye of the Tiger, but we need the name of the artist also, Jenny. Thanks for listening, though. What do you... Let's go to the next caller that has the answer. Craig.
Hello.
Hey, Craig, you got an answer for me?
Yeah, that first song, that's Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, I believe.
There you go. And I was shadow boxing the whole time. I feel good. I'm pumped up. How do you feel, Craig?
Oh, good. Yeah, I wanted to run up a bunch of flights of stairs.
Absolutely. Hang on the line. My producer will get your info, and we'll get those gift certificates right out to you. Let's run that second song right now. For me, you're a cool guy, right?
I think I do. Oh, that was a little bit of a hint. I'm cool in the gang. Celebration, good time.
Good deal, man. And you got in, you squeaked in because every light I have here is lit up right now. And so thanks for playing our 80s trivia. David, hang on the line. We'll get those gift certificates right out to you. I was going to play some feedback from the earlier segment. Don't know if we have the Chris, we have time to run some of those calls? Probably not. No, we got it less than a minute. But
Leon, this is Jan. A lot of the things regarding Ebola have been, in my mind, contradictory, and I've been trying to make sense of this. And I recently listened to a bioweapons expert, Dr. Francis Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E. It's about a 25-minute video. And he put it all together.
Definitely want to revisit that one. I will absolutely address that on another show. So, but stay tuned. Scott and Todd will be right back right after this message with What's On Your Mind.
701-258-0550.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.